Hello, I'm Rosalind Hyams. Thank you for joining me for this week's Arts in France. The annual multidiscipline autumn festival in Paris is in full flow with theatre, dance, performance and exhibitions in venues all around the city every day of the week with international and French artists. This is an extract of the music composed by Philip Glass in 1979 for choreographer and dancer Lucinda Child's minimalist piece called Dance. The stage design, ultimately the wings, and a semi-transparent screen which covers the whole of the front of the stage, upon which are projected the dancers as they're dancing, and in freeze frame. Here in Paris in 2016, the piece is performed by the Lyon Opera Ballet at the Théâtre de la Ville. It's one of the four pieces which are the features of the portrait of 76-year-old Lucinda Childs in this year's Autumn Festival. A two-part exhibition called Nothing Personal, 1963 to 1989, is based on her recently donated archives to the Centre National de la Danse in Pantin. The exhibition continues in the Thaddeus Ropack Gallery, also in Pantin, a suburb north of Paris. Lucinda Childs says she's satisfied that the documented history of her career has found a good home.
Over the years, I have made what we call scores or sort of storyboards for all of the choreography. And after so much time and with all the films that are beginning to collect, for example, the Solowit film, which is very precious and very fragile, the Cinémathèque de la Danse has offered to take these things for me and keep them. And I've decided, well, this is the place for everything. You know, why just give them the films? And so the CND has absorbed all of this 40 years of work. And I'm very, very happy and feel very privileged because they've made it accessible. You know, everything has been scanned and can be accessed through the media, through the internet, which I think is really wonderful.
It shows another facet of you as a researcher, although we don't see how you put pirouette on paper.
It's true. The movement itself is not recorded in the scores. What's recorded is the relationship of the dancers to each other in the space and the relationship to each other in relation to the music, if there is music, or in relationship to the patterns, the rhythmic patterns that we generate.
Lou Forster curated the exhibition, which deepens the portrait of Lucinda Childs. He says he wanted to show dance in a different way, through the focus on Childs' work.
Lucinda Childs is part of a generation deeply influenced by John Cage's work. And John Cage was interested in removing the personal to discover pre-existing objects and found objects. In the 1960s and 70s and later on, Lucinda Childs was continuing this way of creating work because she never invented her own vocabulary, but she always took pre-existing vocabulary to transpose it and combine it in a certain way. Lucinda Childs has always been interested in inventing new point of views on dance and that renew our way of looking at movement. It's a first retrospective dedicated to her work. A portrait asks the question of the subjective involvement of the artist in her work. And this is a crucial question for Lucinda Childs. And I think that this exhibition, showing the tool that she has been developing to invent her work, questions this part of the subjective and the objective part of choreographing.
She began working in her native United States, in New York, at a particularly fruitful, bold and seemingly carefree art period. For Childs, it was notably at the Judson Dance Theatre. Here gathered a collective of dancers, composers and visual artists who performed at the Judson Memorial Church in Greenwich Village between 1962 and 1964. They developed what came to be known as postmodern dance. Her capacity to move on, as well as her multiple skills, partly explain why Lucinda Childs stands out.
We started in alternative spaces, on rooftops, in the streets, in museums and galleries. And then little by little, partly because of the influence of my work with Robert Wilson, I began to collaborate in a more traditional way with composers, with designers, in a theatrical setting. And I find that it's been a wonderful challenge to work with contemporary artists in the theatre, because it's not the same as working in a museum or working in a studio. And I think that this is a development that everybody will find their way to go through this process if they want to work in a more isolated fashion, to develop material, if they want to work in a collaborative fashion. I think everybody has to find their way.
A small screen hangs in one of the three rooms dedicated to her archives at the Centre National de la Danse. It shows Childs, and more importantly, a close-up of her shoulder. In this black-and-white piece dating back to 1960, Childs poses in a screen test as such for Andy Warhol. It's one of the first film experiences which led to her to incorporate more moving image in her work and as a way to document it. The experimental aspect of that time persists in Child's work, whether explained in photos, graphic movement mapping, or choreographic scores, but also sound.
Whether Jimmy Brown was able to pick up the 8 yards necessary for the first down. It's going to be a very tight fit. Looks like he may have made it by an inch or two.
Jerry Logan, the left safety man for the Baltimore Colts, came in to make the tackle, helped out by Don Shinnick, the linebacker. And they're calling time now to measure and see whether Jimmy Brown was able to pick up the 8 yards necessary for the first down. It's going to be a very tight
fit. In the mid-60s, Childs created a few pieces inspired by things which are not, or no longer, there. One of them is based on a radio commentary of an American football match between the Baltimore Colts and the Cleveland Browns. On the soundtrack, she cues the commentator's words. Then, while holding a long stick, bases her gestures on the footballer's movements as described on the invisible radio in the invisible match, but without mimicking them.
From the tackle. By the time that was getting accomplished, they took too much time in the huddle or in getting off the play. They were out of the huddle.
Yards. Gary Collins, the flanker back set to the right, was setting tight. And Ryan called to him and waved him to split out about 5 yards from the tackle. And by the time that was getting accomplished, they took too much time in the huddle. Or in getting off the play, they were out of the huddle.
Two films on her work that she commissioned especially as archival documents, one solo, one group dance, show Child's mathematically precise world described in her pencil or coloured crayon drawings, representing steps and directions.
This is a very interesting film. It has been created in 2009 when Lucinda Childs initiated the first archive project with the Pew Center of Philadelphia. And she proposed to a designer to animate one of her scores and to put it in a split screen with the record of the dance itself. And this really shows how Lucinda invent different point of view, looking at the dance as a drawing and looking at the dance as a live performance.
A very short walk from the Centre National de la Danse is Austrian Thaddeus Ropack's Pontine Gallery in a former heating systems factory dating back to 1900. Here the focus is on the relationship between her and US conceptual artist Sol LeWitt via 100 or so choreographic documents and Sol LeWitt's black and white mural number 357. Joachim Pfleiger is the managing director of the Thaddeus Ropack Paris Galleries. He explains how LeWitt's concept of ephemeral murals was applied to this work.
We asked a drawer from the Sol LeWitt Foundation to come to the gallery, and he spent with two assistants 3 weeks in the gallery to reproduce this wall drawing of 1981 based on arcs and circles, which is the correspondence with the works on paper and the drawings of Lucinda Childs. This is a black wall where the drawers created a grid with a white wax crayon and then arcs in several directions, because the principle of Sol LeWitt was to give clear instructions about the structure of the wall and then to leave a sort of space of improvisation for the drawers. So they decided during this installation process to draw the circles and the arcs in a direction on another, which is really part of this creation process, which is really similar to what Lucinda Childs does with the dancers and the choreographers based on the scores she created.
The many facets of Lucinda Child span a fair part of the last century and are influential in this one. Her archives form a lasting and tangible bridge. Child herself says the past is ever present in contemporary dance.
Well, we've had a period in the past 6 years of a lot of revivals. Einstein has been revived for the fourth time. Dance is my first collaboration with Solowit and Philip Glass. And I feel that this is sort of mushroom into more people wanting to see more, and I think this is a very good thing. And I think that the museums are playing an active role now in supporting the work of performance art, and I think this is a very important step. I think it just sort of opens up our world.
Well, that's all we have time for in this Arts in France. The Autumn Festival in Paris goes on until the end of December 2016, though. From me, Roslyn Hyams, and until next time, goodbye.